Visit California, a nonprofit organization that promotes the state as a premier tourist destination, recently revised its 2025 travel forecast to industry partners, citing shifting sentiment from foreign travelers. In a letter to those partners, Visit California wrote in part, quote, "Late last week, Visit California revised its 2025 forecast based on the updated national outlook from Tourism Economics. We now project $160 billion in total visitor spending, down from the $166 billion and 6.2% growth we anticipated earlier this year," close quote. The letter explained that this recalibration is driven by evolving global dynamics impacting international travel. A combination of domestic economic headwinds, unfavorable exchange rates, and declining interest from travelers abroad, particularly in Canada, California's number two international market, is expected to slow inbound travel. The adjustments also reflect weaker-than-expected airlift from key markets and a rise in outbound travel. According to Visit California's website, travelers spent over $150 billion in the state in 2023, directly supporting more than 1.2 million jobs and generating $12.7 billion in state and local tax revenue. While the state outlook is softening, Humboldt County is seeing the opposite trend. The Department of Transportation recently released updated monthly passenger data for U.S. airports, and Humboldt's numbers are strong. In 2024, the Arcata Airport, ACV, set a new record with nearly 134,000 in-plane passengers, surpassing the previous record of 118,000, set in 2022. The addition of flights to LAX in 2018, Denver in 2019, and Hollywood Burbank in 2021 has helped boost local passenger volume. It was also a record year for load factor, a key airline metric that reflects how full planes are. ACV sold over 80% of its available seat capacity, setting a new high. However, that momentum could be at risk. One of ACV's two operating airlines, Avelo, has come under national scrutiny for signing a contract with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, with deportation flights. A Change.org petition with over 10,000 signatures reads in part, quote, "We demand that Avelo Air halt plans to carry out deportation flights in cooperation with the Trump administration. We pledge to boycott the airline until they stop plans to profit off ICE flights that are tearing families and communities apart by removing some legal residents, such as Maryland father Kilmar Abrego Garcia, with no recourse for returning to their families," close quote. Avelo's CEO has confirmed that the airline signed a contract with U.S. Department of Homeland Security to conduct deportation flights on behalf of ICE. These flights are said to operate out of Mesa, Arizona, and the company is reportedly in the process of recruiting staff to support them. The story was first reported out of Connecticut after a leaked internal memo revealed that the deportation flights are intended to help offset operating losses at Tweed Airport in New Haven. For more on the local impact and public response, we spoke with Isabella Vanderheiden of the Lost Coast Outpost, the first reporter to cover this issue in Humboldt.
I contacted Avelo's spokesperson, communication manager Courtney Goff, and she basically confirmed that this contract wouldn't affect California flights and didn't specify how long the contract would be for, how much it was, or anything of that nature, but did, you know, indeed confirm and pass along the statement she had shared with other news outlets on the East Coast saying that Avelo was going to indeed enter this contract with the Department of Homeland Security.
In the leaked internal email sent by Avelo CEO Andrew Levy on April 3rd, Levy acknowledged that while the company's decision to support President Donald Trump's deportation efforts may strike some as controversial, the opportunity was, quote, too valuable not to pursue, close quote. He stated that the agreement would help stabilize the budget airline's finances. Avelo later confirmed to Fox News that it will have 3 aircraft operating out of Mesa Gateway Airport to support the department's deportation efforts. According to a spokesperson, the fleet will include 3 Boeing 737-800s with both domestic and international deportation flights scheduled to begin on May 12th. Avelo currently has 6 base locations, including New Haven, Connecticut, where the story first broke and quickly sparked backlash. New Haven Mayor Justin Eckler responded by saying, quote, for a company that champions themselves as New Haven's hometown airline, this business decision is antithetical to New Haven's values, close quote. KMUD News has reached out to Arcata Mayor Alex Stillman for comment. However, we have not received a response as of airtime. Earlier this year, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors released a joint statement reaffirming its support for Measure K, the county's sanctuary ordinance. The letter reads in part, quote, we commit to taking all necessary steps to ensure that this trust remains intact and that the county and elected officials within the county of Humboldt make every effort to safeguard justice and equity for everyone. We stand prepared to assert and defend these commitments, including through multiple layers of legal and policy protections already in place at the state and local levels, close quote. Both the Eureka and Arcata city councils have also passed sanctuary ordinances, Arcata in 2017 and Eureka just last month, with unanimous approvals. Unlike in Connecticut, where officials have publicly condemned Avelo's actions, local Humboldt County leaders have yet to issue a statement directly addressing the airline. Despite the lack of public outcry from officials, Vanderheiden speculates that Avelo could still feel the impact through a potential decline in ridership.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen just, you know, anecdotally or looking at our comments section, I mean, last I looked at that story, there were almost 800 comments on it. A lot of the folks were saying, you know, people commenting on the story itself on our website are saying, like, no, I'm boycotting Avelo. I'm never flying with that airline again. So, yeah, I think people are certainly boycotting the airline. And also there's a petition that I mentioned in my story. When I first wrote the story, it had about 400 signatures, I think. Now it has almost 8,000. And that petition is calling to boycott the airline. So I think that's definitely a concern.
That number has since more than doubled. At the time of this broadcast, the petition has reached over 19,000 signatures and continues to grow by the minute. Members of Humboldt County's immigrant rights organization, Centro del Pueblo, have voiced their support for the petition.
An absolute support to the boycott against Avelo.
That was the group's executive director, Brenda Perez.
Avelo and any airline that supports deportation and family separation doesn't have a space in a sanctuary county and in a sanctuary city. So we are calling to every customer to think twice before selecting Avelo as an airline and selecting any company that is supporting immigration enforcement against immigrant families.
Perez agrees with Vanderheiden and believes the company may lose local support, despite offering $100 flights to Los Angeles.
Avelo is definitely going to feel the impact of collaborating with ICE in the decreasing of customers. I'm seeing how the number of people protesting and expressing against these actions are going to be translated into stop traveling with Avelo.
In closing, Perez says she's disappointed that the company chose profits over people.
In their statement, they express that they answer to executive orders and they collaborate with the country. But I will ask them to collaborate with the workers, with the Latino and immigrant workers from around the world, and the people, the passengers, that particularly choose Avelo because of their low cost. And these are people that sustain the airline. It's not the government sustaining the airline. It's the customers and the workers. So think about them first.
KMUD News will continue to share updates.